Before we go to our calls, I'd like to address a question that has come up frequently since the election of the now 44th president of the United States, President Barack Obama. The question is, and it comes up again, over and over again, came up yesterday's broadcast, can we support a president with whom we have serious disagreements? Yeah, before I answer that question, let me emphasize the fact that I do have serious disagreements with President Barack Obama. And these disagreements are in crucial issues. For example, I disagree with President Obama on the issue of life. Though he thinks that determining when life begins is a question he can't answer, he adamantly defends the right of a woman to abort her child. You know, I can put this another way. He is not committed to putting an end to the painful killing of innocent human beings. I also disagree with Obama's lauding the gay Episcopalian bishop, Eugene Robinson, who, according to the Washington Post, left his wife and daughters to fulfill his lust for another man. I disagree with President Obama on the issue of global warming, just as I disagreed with Al Gore on the issue of Y2K. If you're spending money on mythology, it precludes the possibility of spending those same resources on issues that affect the poor and the downtrodden. I disagree with President Obama in lauding T.D. Jakes, who has clearly manipulated and pillaged the poor with his silly occult metaphysical constructs disguised in the garb of biblical pretexts. I disagree with President Obama in his mischaracterizations of the Bible, including his statement that the Bible suggests slavery is okay. I disagree with President Obama over his definition of sin, which he says is being out of alignment with my values. But the question still remains, can I support a president with whom I have strong disagreements? And the answer is this, absolutely yes, I can. Just as Rick Warren paid for Obama at the inauguration, which was quite a mesmerizing event, I think we too should pray for and support our new president. Look, here's what the Apostle Paul said. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. That's a foundational principle. It's given by the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 13. And again, we should underscore that principle in our minds. We should submit to, and in some sense support, political leaders with whom we strongly disagree. Unless, of course, they command us to do what God specifically forbids or prevents us from doing. If he's asking us to do something that God forbids, or if he's preventing us from doing something that God demands, obviously we can't accept that. And there's biblical precedent for that. Remember the Jewish ruling regime that commanded the apostles not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus? What did Peter and John do? They said, judge for yourselves whether it's right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. Of course, what did they see and heard? They saw and heard from the resurrected Christ. And therefore, they were first committed to Christ. In a milieu in which Caesar was hailed as Lord, they were going to say, no, Christ is Lord, and he is our ultimate king. He is the ultimate ruler, and we are going to obey him before all other things. So here's the bottom line. The Bible urges us to pray for our governing authorities. If you look at what Paul said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he said, I urge you, first of all, that requests, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for everyone, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. So again, we have an opportunity to be good citizens, and we may disagree, and thankfully in our country we can have our disagreements heard, and we can make a difference. We have a place at the table. In fact, we should be involved in political debate. We should be involved in education. We should be involved in the arts. But ultimately, we should serve our King and help extend His kingdom, because there's going to come a time where the nations will be ruled by Jesus Christ. God Himself will live with us. He will be our God. We'll be His people. He says He's going to wipe every tear from our eyes. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things will have passed away. We've heard all kinds of soaring rhetoric about what we can do as human beings, but the bottom line is this. We live in a cursed creation. There's always going to be turmoil. There's always going to be trouble. But we can look beyond that to the hope and the promise, which is paradise lost is going to become paradise restored. And in that day, we are going to have true peace. We're going to have true prosperity. We're going to be able to do things that we can't do now. And we look forward to that which we do not have, and we wait for it patiently. In the meantime, yes, the answer is we can pray for and support President Barack Obama.